Hardy Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Wednesday, July 14th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office needs your help in identifying an unknown vehicle in reference to burglaries in the area of Ralph Jones Road and Dansby Road in Wauchula that occurred on June 28th around 2 a.m. Photos of the vehicle can be found on the Hardy County Sheriff Facebook page. If you know of any information, please contact Detective Trammell at 863-773-0304, extension 260. Once again, that's 863-773-0304, extension 260. To report anonymously, you can call Heartland Crime Stoppers Florida at 1-800-226-TIPS. That's 1-800-226-8477. Crime Stoppers Tips may be eligible for a cash reward. Your local event story time is back at the Hardy County Public Library, 315 North 6th Avenue. The next session for story time is scheduled for tomorrow at 10 a.m. For more information, you can call 863-773-6438. And the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is accepting donations of notebook paper, pens, and pencils during the month of July for Hardy Senior High School. If wanting to donate, supplies can be given to any on-duty Sheriff's Patrol deputy or can be dropped off in the front lobby of the Sheriff's Office. And what do you get when you cross four bases, three outs, two teams, and one winner? It's the Guns and Hoses softball tournament coming up on Saturday, August 7th. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office will take on the Hardy County Fire Rescue at the Hardy Senior High School softball field. Tickets are only $5 and admission is free for children under 10. You can pre-order your tickets now at the Hardy County Sheriff's Office or you can purchase them at the gate. All proceeds will benefit the 2021 Brotherhood Ride to New York City, supporting the families of fallen first responders. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office is located at 900 East Summit Street in Wauchula. Your jobs here in the area, AP Home Exteriors is looking for a roofer. 1 year of roofing experience and a driver's license are preferred. Redlands Christian Migrant Association is still looking for a family support worker. A high school diploma or GED and U.S. work authorization are required. And the Hardy Correctional Institution is looking for a correctional officer trainee. No experience is needed. They will have on-the-job training, a driver's license, high school diploma or equivalent, and U.S. or naturalized citizenship are required. Applicants may not have any felony convictions. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuable from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page, whichever you find the easiest. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 84 degrees out, feels like 94. Mostly cloudy, no predicted chance of rain. The air quality is excellent. Maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds east at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 9. Humidity is extremely humid at 70%. Dew point 73, the cloud cover 87%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 7,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 11:25 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, the numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 70% chance of rain. Tonight, partly cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the evening, lows in the lower 70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour with a 20% chance of rain. Thursday, partly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the lower 90s, east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 and a 40% chance of rain, and Thursday night mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s with east winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Senators Raphael Warnock of Georgia and Alabama's Tommy Tuberville have asked Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack and U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai for assistance with European Union non-tariff trade barriers for U.S. peanuts. Georgia Farm Bureau reports the USDA grades U.S. peanuts for quality and safety, including testing protocols for aflatoxin. The EU's stringent tests have cost U.S. growers $170 million in recent years, and losses in the first quarter of 2021 totaled an additional $130 million in lost sales. When selecting employees, agricultural companies say that soft skills like a strong work ethic, good communication, time management, and dependability are just as important as technical know-how. According to a recent survey by Cal State University Fresno, ag industry knowledge was the only technical skill that was in the top 10 skills listed as most important. USDA has announced an investment of $500 million in American Rescue Plan funds to expand processing capacity and increase competition in meat and poultry processing, intended to make ag markets more accessible, fair, competitive, and resilient. This is just one step USDA is making in the wake of President Biden's executive order on promoting competition. USDA's actions are intended to help farmers, ranchers, farm workers, and consumers get a fair shake.
Every year in a hot weather cycle, certain crops get a bad rap for using too much water, when in reality, that's a complete fallacy. Only a small amount of water put on a crop is used for plant growth. Certain crops are always targeted as too thirsty. All plants take up water through their roots and move it through the vascular system and then transpire about 95% of that water in the form of water vapor out of the stomata cells in the leaves. Yes, plants give the vast majority of the water back to the atmosphere. In reality, plants don't use water, they actually borrow it. It's needed to draw nutrients from the soil, only to exhale water vapor through the stomata cells in the leaves, while taking in carbon dioxide, where the plant uses the carbon in photosynthesis to create energy for the plant to grow. Again, exiting out of the stomata is pure water vapor, and of course, critical oxygen for us to live. It's part of the water cycle that is critical to all our lives. This message is brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. An executive order signed by President Biden is getting favorable reviews from the American Farm Bureau Federation, and it may level the playing field for many farmers and ranchers in the Southeast. American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall said of the order, "More opportunities for farmers and ranchers to sell their products will ensure that they are paid fairly while providing more options for America's families." The order includes changes designed to end anti-competitive practices in agriculture. It directs the USDA to make some immediate steps that Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says they're ready to take.
One of which is to strengthen our Packers and Stockyards Act so that we are able to identify when there's unfair practices or discriminatory practices or circumstances and situations where farmers and producers are not getting a fair shake from the market.
The much-disputed country of origin labeling will also see some changes.
To make sure that there's an understanding and to make sure that we're not misleading consumers, we're going to take a comprehensive review of how that label is currently being used and try to figure out ways in which we can provide consumers greater confidence in knowing precisely what that label means when it's voluntarily attached to a product we have inspection responsibilities for.
The order also changes the right to repair issue that often forces producers to pay manufacturers higher prices for such things as tractor and equipment repairs.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks closing lower, bringing major indexes slightly below the record highs they set a day earlier. The S&P 500 fell 0.4%. Investors weighing the latest quarterly earnings reports from big U.S. companies and concerns about inflation. Inflation has been a lingering concern for the markets as investors try to gauge how the Federal Reserve will respond to it. The latest report from the Labor Department showed yet another increase in consumer prices in June, and that surprised economists. The Dow dropped 107 points today to close at 34,888. The NASDAQ lost 55 to 14,677. The S&P fell 15 to 4,369. New York ore rose $1.15, closing at $75.25 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Pete Alonso danced to his second straight home run derby title last night, besting Shohei Ohtani, Trey Mancini, and Juan Soto on a night of record long balls in the thin Rocky Mountain air of Coors Field. The Mets first baseman hit 74 total home runs, beat Mancini 23-22 in the final round, joining Ken Griffey Jr. back in 1998-99 and Yoenis Cespedes in 2013 and 2014 in winning consecutive titles. Batting second, Alonso trailed 22-17 after the first 2 minutes of the final round, then hit 6 homers on 6 swings over the first 28 seconds of his final minute. Mancini, who returned this season from cancer treatment, was the sentimental favorite, while Alonso was the most animated of the 8 sluggers as the long ball competition returned after 1 year pandemic absence. This is SRN Sports. Baseball will pick up the second half of its season Thursday after the midseason break. The All-Star game is tonight. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is tomorrow night from Milwaukee. Suns lead the Bucks 2-1 in that best-of-7 series. Zach Johnson is the latest player out of the British Open that tees off this Thursday at Royal St. George's in England. The RNA says the 2015 British Open champ tested positive for the coronavirus. Johnson played at the John Deere Classic in Illinois last week and had to be tested before getting on a charter flight to England. Ryan Moore earned a spot as the highest finisher not already exempt from the John Deere Classic. Moore chose not to go, and that makes 16 players who've withdrawn in the last 3 weeks. With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks in friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day, what's the difference between a poorly dressed man on a bicycle and a nicely dressed man on a tricycle? A tire. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.